from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
All right, so much to unpack from Saturday's preseason opener against the Bears at Highmark Stadium. We welcome in Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com. And not a lot of positives, a handful of positives, and news coming today that we'll see Ben DiNucci wearing Bills colors moving forward.
Talking Ryan. With Ryan before, there's in addition to being Italian, Ryan brings up a good point. Ryan, thanks for your time here today. It's actually another connection here, another reason why.
There always is.
There always is. Ryan, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Yeah, and that reason why I think Ben DiNucci made a lot of sense for the Bills was he spent the entire offseason on Denver's practice squad in 2023, the entire season, last year. And Sean Payton was obviously the head coach of the Denver Broncos. That is Joe Brady's mentor. They worked together multiple years in New Orleans, obviously, when Payton was at the helm there. And, you know, Brady's offense is very similar to that of Payton. So I think in terms of the terminology, the comfort level of getting a quarterback that's going to play significant reps in those last 2 preseason games, it made a lot of sense to find a guy that was going to know a lot of Joe Brady's system already without necessarily working under Brady before or playing with him before.
Well, some of us are a little upset that it was Ben DiNucci and not Nathan Peterman. We know he's out there as well. I'm only teasing. Ryan, have we seen the last of Josh Allen this preseason? What are your thoughts on him and his availability here week 2 and week 3? Do you think they'll put him out there at all?
Yeah, you know, Allen seemed after the game like he was planning on playing against Pittsburgh. If he were, I think it'd be another very short amount of time on the field. I can't imagine him playing much longer than definitely not another quarter. I think it'd be even a half quarter at this point. You're just kind of risking it right now, especially when you've already seen, you know, Shane Bouchel suffer this injury. You saw how the offensive line fared without game planning. They were a bit of a disaster in that game on Saturday. So don't put your quarterback at risk in a meaningless game when you know what you have in him. I know there are certain teams that do it. Patrick Mahomes generally plays throughout the preseason. We know the results there. But there is no true correct method in terms of playing your quarterback.
Ryan, what you were in the press box on Saturday. What was the reaction? What was the feedback? Because we're all watching this like, wait a second, Josh Allen takes off, slides, mind you, but I don't think you want your quarterback running in the preseason. Was that Sean McDermott saying, okay, we don't need to see the rest of this drive. We've had enough here today.
Yeah, you could definitely see Josh Allen like pleading his case before he was pulled on the field. Saying, you know, he wants to finish this drive, but you kind of have to side with McDermott on that one. If you're scrambling, taking off, and sliding, which Allen hasn't necessarily mastered a great slide to this point, you're putting yourself at risk. He did his job. He showed a good connection with Khalil Shakir, got the ball off to Curtis Samuel a few times, did enough, I think, where Sean McDermott felt very good about what he saw. You know, McDermott after the game said something about the look in Josh Allen's eye. He could tell that he was ready to play in that one, and that's one of the other reasons that he didn't see anything else from him. But I think at the end of the day, you want to protect your franchise quarterback, and that may have been enough right there.
Can we get that eye of the tiger with the Bills' offensive backfield? Because the run game was putrid, 3 yards per carry, and if you eliminate the quarterback runs, it was actually just under 1.9 yards per carry. Was that on the Bills' offense not up to the task, or did Eric Washington have a little bit of something special planned for the Bills as a new defensive coordinator there for the Bears?
It might have been a little bit of the latter. I mean, you saw the Bears running some stunts on plays where the Bills kind of came out post-game and said, you know, we installed like 3 or 4 run plays. We weren't game planning for anything. And unfortunately, it showed in that matchup the way that the O-line could not open up any kind of holes for Ray Davis, James Cook, and company. And, you know, some of that falls on the running back position because in this game you do have to create some yards yourself at times.
Did we lose Ryan?
I think so. I'm showing he's still on there. Okay, we'll try to get him back here, Danger.
Okay. Yeah, plenty to get to when we have Ryan Talbot join us. Beside the run game, want to make sure we talk a little bit about the wide receiver competition, which we saw throughout the course of the training camp here in Rochester. What the future with MVS might look like. What about KJ Hamler, who muffed the kickoff in Saturday's preseason loss? So plenty to kind of dissect here from that loss on Saturday to hopefully get some answers as to what this team might look like here come week one against the Cardinals. We were talking about that run game, Ryan. I'm sorry.
No worries. I don't know when I got cut when it cut off there. It says I'm still on the line, so that was weird. But I just feel like the backs, there were no running lanes for them. You know, the tackles, Deion Dawkins, as great as he is, Spencer Brown, as good as he was last year, they both struggled in that matchup. There was no push on the interior from Osiris Torrance, from Connor McGovern and company. So, you know, when you look back at it, yeah, the backs need to create some yards on their own, but realistically, the O-line did them no favors at all.
Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com, our guest here in the sports bar. Ryan, as far as the wide receiver position, I mean, when we were at Fisher, this was all, shouldn't say all, but it was a main topic, right? The back end here. Have any of these guys made a name for themselves? Can we say that a few guys have already played themselves off the roster? Because I don't know if anybody stepped up coming out of that Bears game.
Yeah, a lot of the guys fighting for those roster spots certainly didn't help their case. You have MVS, who one target, one drop. That's kind of the story of his career with the drop issues. I know Sean McDermott gave a very passionate response about him today about, you know, the limited time. He's still learning it, so he hasn't been as fast as what we're used to seeing. He has a good rapport with Josh Allen, so that and some guaranteed money to boot. So that probably helps him in terms of making this roster. KJ Hamler had a golden opportunity to make an impression, being listed as that top return guy. But in the receiving game, he had a bad drop. He had hands on it. He got to catch that ball. He had a muffed punt at one point. He did have one nice return, though, that deserves some credit for. But no one really stepped up on that back end. I thought Tyrell Shavers did a fine job, but didn't do anything necessarily to cement a job for himself either. So very quiet day for the receivers. I think part of that, though, had to do with Mitch Trubisky. He, you know, it's Mitch Trubisky. You know what you're getting at this point. He holds the ball too long. After the initial reads are gone, he just drops it off to short. And you can dink and dunk your way up and down the field sometimes, but a lot of the times those drives stall. And then, you know, Shane Bouchel, kudos to him for gutting it out in terms of whenever he suffered that back injury. But he took 6 sacks, and some of those were on him, holding the ball or running out of the pocket too quickly, trying to do something. Maybe he had a little case of the happy feet. None of the quarterbacks after Josh Allen exited the game did much of note either.
Ryan, I want to go back to the special teams and the new kickoff rule. You mentioned Hamler with the muff on the kickoff. We saw Daquan Hardy as well. The guy that we haven't seen has been injured through the end of training camp here, and we will get to see him because he returned to the practice field today, and it's Ty Johnson. Do you think that we see Ty Johnson maybe returning some kicks or some punts for the Buffalo Bills? And was he the guy all along that maybe they wanted back there?
You know, I thought it was always going to be Hardy personally, but Hardy struggled a little bit with that Buffalo wind. You saw that he kind of caught it up at his shoulder as he was backtracking on the ball on his lone return. But Ty Johnson was always going to be in the mix because Hamler was, from the wide receiver perspective, a long shot to make this team. So Ty Johnson has the return ability. I don't want to say that he has lost his job as running back number two, but Ray Davis has made a case to take over that job. So now if you want that game day jersey, if you want the Bills to carry three active running backs, Johnson's, you know, main role can be return man, and then you can mix him in here and there on the offense, give him a few snaps. He showed what he could do last year offensively, but I think he could give a boost to the special teams unit as well.
Ryan, I know you and Matt talked about this last week a little bit on the Shout podcast, but going into that game, staying with the special teams, what was your level of concern with Tyler Bass? And coming out of this game, you know, what are your thoughts on Bass right now?
You know, in terms of the field goal kicks, they were both pretty pure, the 24 and the 49 yards, so that was good. I'm not sure that on the kickoffs he was doing what the team had, you know, was hoping for. It felt like he was just booting it too long. He wasn't giving the returners an option. You would think you'd want to see how your return team would handle some kick returns in live game action, so that left a little bit to be desired there. But in terms of his kicking on field goal attempts, I thought he did a nice job. The kickoffs were another matter. Same with the punting with Sam Martin. Starts out with a booming punt that gets down inside the five, but then he shanks the next one, gives up some line drive kicks that allow for some decent returns. The special teams unit was kind of right there with the rest of the team in terms of a few bright moments, but a lot of bad as well.
Ryan, if there was a major positive to take away from Saturday's game, and I've been pretty critical of the Bills throughout the course of the offseason. I don't like a lot of the moves that they've made. I don't think a lot of fans like some of the moves that they made. But there was one move that they made this offseason. When they made it, I'm like, huh, that's innovative. That's different. I don't hear other teams doing that. And that's actually an area where they need to improve, and they will improve, because John Perry is up in the booth and in Sean McDermott's ear. They go 2-for-2 on challenges, Ryan.
Yeah, that was not a strength of Sean McDermott's going into this season. So I thought the addition of Perry would help drastically. And you already saw it in the first preseason game. Challenges are not commonplace in the preseason. A lot of the times coaches keep them in their pocket. But I think it's good that Perry and anyone else up there that was watching those plays, they said, hey, let's challenge this. Let's get it some live reps. And sure enough, what they saw up above was correct. And McDermott goes 2-for-2. That, like I said, that's been one of the weaknesses of McDermott. He's challenged some baffling things in the past that, you know, you watch and you say, I don't think there's any chance of this being overturned. He had a very low win percentage in those. So Perry comes in and all of a sudden that, you know, they're batting 1,000, so to speak. So great start for Perry and this challenge crew.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Yeah, we're a little more than 2 weeks away from the final cutdowns, Ryan. I don't think it's too soon to start figuring out how this 53-man roster looks. And if we're going through the exercise, I'll ask you the question, what's the toughest one in your mind? I'm going to give you one that I can't figure out one way or another. What do they do with the third tight end? If they're going to run more 12 personnel, which we think they are, you're going to have a tight end that's going to contribute. And Morris nearly had a touchdown, should have had a touchdown had Trubisky hit him, but Davidson kind of having a good camp so far. They don't keep four tight ends, do they?
I struggle to see how they would be able to do that. It's just so difficult. And I've heard theories of, well, you could cut it other places because you could technically use Curtis Samuel as a running back on your depth chart. But then you'd get rid of Ty Johnson, and that creates a hole at the kick return, punt returner game. Some people I've talked to said, well, what about Reggie Gilliam? Even if they don't use the fullback as much, which I'm not saying that they won't, he's still a core special teams member. So you kind of juggle all these things. I don't see any scenario where they can keep four. And then, like you said, this leads to that very difficult discussion, because I think Zach Davidson has a higher ceiling as a pure tight end, a pass-catching weapon. And we know that Dawson Knox has missed some time in his career. You're one injury away from needing another tight end to step up in those two tight end sets. And I think Davidson would provide more for you there. But it might come down to special teams. And again, Morris is just like Reggie Gilliam and some of these other guys. He's a core special teams player. So, I don't want to sit there and be in Brandon Bean's shoes at that moment, because if I'm going upside at the position, I'm going Davidson. If I'm going with overall, I might have to go with Quentin Morris. So these are the reasons why, these GMs get paid the money that they do and have to make the tough calls.
Ryan, was there a player that stood out to you on Saturday, specifically, one of the guys that we saw for more than just the starters' reps? I look at a player like Dwayne Carter, who has been impressive throughout camp, and I didn't really see anything different, but that feels like he's going to be a guy that's a part of that rotation, that four-man defensive tackle rotation, when you think about how he came in for Ed Oliver after the first play of the game.
Yeah, so a few guys that stood out to me on offense, Cedric Van Pran Granger. He had the highest marks from Pro Football Focus. I went back and watched his sets. Great snaps at the center position. Did a nice job run blocking. Nice job in pass protection. Good audition for him. I thought Javon Solomon showed himself very well as a run defender. Everyone, has been talking about him being that situational pass rusher. He held his own as a, run stopper in that first preseason game, so I thought that was encouraging. And, the last two that I'll mention are both cornerbacks. I thought Kyrie Elam played a very good game for the Bills, picking up where he's left off at training camp, as did Jamarcus Ingram. Ingram has a little bit of nasty to his game in terms of that right at the line kind of jamming receivers. You saw it against the Bears and threw a guy off the route entirely. He's been doing that at camp. He did it to Keon Coleman at one practice and knocked him down or knocked him back a little bit. So that's kind of part of Ingram's game. Ingram has really stepped up as well as one of those depth options at cornerback, where about a month and a half or so ago, I probably would have said that the depth of that position was one of my biggest concerns.
Yeah. Is there any particular area, Ryan, where you think it's deep enough right now that if the Bills were to be, we've seen Brandon Bean do this over the years, like, okay, we're going to make a trade here, whether that's for a draft pick, or I'm thinking maybe there's a wide receiver you want to go trade for, or certainly a safety right now. Do you believe right now that the offensive line, say, for instance, is deep enough that if there's a team that needs some help, I don't think you're moving Van Pran Granger. I don't think you would want to, but are there any candidates on this roster in your opinion?
Yeah, I think on the offensive line, like you noted, I actually have come away very impressed this summer with Will Clapp. I kind of had him as someone that I didn't think was going to make this roster. He's been a pretty solid addition on the second team, but how much are you going to count on this guy for in terms of where you're going to play him? Because you already have some youth along the depth there, and Alec Anderson, who can play all the interior spots. You obviously have Vandermark, who can play the tackle spots. Van Pran Granger's coming on strong there. So I could see there being a market for a late-round pick for a guy like Will Clapp that can help in terms of depth charts. Lyle Collins has not played well in Buffalo, but maybe you could convince a team that his experience, his reps could be valuable to their locker room. He's another guy. So I think they have enough youth and talent on that offensive line that maybe they could part ways with the veteran there.
And I know just because people will hear it and see it, and maybe by this time next week we're having this conversation again, should the Bills be looking for something more at backup quarterback than Ben DiNucci and Mitchell Trubisky?
You know, my opinion on this position has been, if Josh Allen goes down, the season's over no matter who's coming in. I don't care if it's Ryan Tannehill, who's probably the best free agent available on the market. There are going to be some guys that have some starting experience in this league that are going to get cut in the next few weeks, like a Bailey Zappi. He's a young guy. You could bring him in, but he's more of a QB3 in my opinion. I think that the Bills have hitched their wagon to Mitch Trubisky. They signed him to a 2-year deal. They raved about him after his last stint. I think in terms of the backup position, without breaking the bank, he's about as good as you're going to get. But other than those, you know, those nice Nick Foles miracle type stories, you don't usually see the backups come in and carry a team or help a team go far. I think if anything were to happen to Josh Allen, the writing's on the wall for this team.
Yeah, I don't even want to ask that question, Ryan, because then I'd be accused of jinxing it here. Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com, always doing a great job with Matt Perino on the Shout Podcast. What is coming up on the website? When does the next Shout Podcast drop, Ryan?
Yeah, we have a few articles already up on the DiNucci signing. We will have a podcast later today about what happened at practice, a little bit on the DiNucci signing as well. And then we'll have you covered all weekend as well, as we're both making the trip to Pittsburgh for the joint practice and the preseason game on Saturday night. So, you know, we'll keep the Bills fans well covered going into this weekend.
Ryan, thanks for making that connection for us between Ben DiNucci, Sean Payton, and Joe Brady. Very valuable, and it keeps the streak alive in the NFL. It's not necessarily what you know, but it's who you know, and those relationships matter, not just in the NFL, but in life. So we look forward to seeing plenty of Ben DiNucci and your coverage of it through the rest of the preseason.
Hey, thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
You got
thanks,
Ryan Talbot covering the Bills for NewYorkUpstate.com.
Yeah, and I think you can pencil in Ben DiNucci, as long as he doesn't fall flat on his face, for a practice squad spot.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And as far as the immediate future, you get half of Ben DiNucci on Saturday.
Why not? It wasn't going to be Peterman. As much as we wanted to will it,
this is pretty
happen,
good, though. This is a good consolation prize for the sports bar. I mean, it's almost like they listened to the show. Guelli must listen to the show.
Heard it right there. It's like, wait a second. Those guys are talking about Ben DiNucci being available. Let's call him.
Of course he's a new Buffalo Bill, Gino. Because he's Italian.
Ben DiNucci.
Hey, Ben DiNucci, Pete Guelli. Pete Guelli, Ben DiNucci. Meet Matt Perino. Matt Perino, Ben DiNucci. Ben DiNucci, Pete Guelli. Out back, we play botch. Good stuff from Ryan Talbot, as always. Love having him on with us. Tomorrow, his co-host on the Shout Podcast, Matt Perino, stops by 3:25, his usual Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, we'll also be talking to PJ Glasser, host to send it in tomorrow. We're getting Lee Steinberg back on the show this week.
Come
excited
on.
About that, yeah.
Super agent Lee
Super
Steinberg.
Super agent who, because there's always a Rochester connection, dated a girl from Rochester.
Well, he's one of us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's been to Rochester.
So, Rochesterian and super agent Lee Steinberg joining us on Wednesday. Happy Hour is next in the sports bar. More on the signing of Ben DiNucci to the Bills roster here for the preseason. And, of course, plenty to get to from Saturday's disappointing outcome at Highmark as the Bills kick off their preseason loss to the Bears. One-sided loss to the Bears. A couple of bright spots that we'll touch on as well. You have your thoughts. We would love to hear them at 866-4326, 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.